Just a lot of titty flapping, basically.
Pretty vanilla, if you ask me.
Well, we're not going to kink shame you, so.
There's some a lot of camel toe for rated R.
There was no camel toe. It was just toe. No camel. I mean, I don't know what you would say. It was just full. It was a little bush. A little bush just to guard
was
the.
Was there?
Yeah. And clearly she was more of an innie just based on the fact that you really didn't see much.
She was running around topless, though, bouncing titties in 3D, which is just hilarious.
No roast beef sandwich. Is that what you're saying?
I find that offensive when people call it that. Like, it's beautiful. They're unique.
Yeah, I like to
like
put that in my mouth.
Yeah.
Not roast beef.
Haunted by Tapes.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video. Tonight, our Haunted by Tapes is about My Bloody Valentine 3D from 2009.
These words just flow out of your mouth. You don't take the time to, like, think about what you're going to say.
It's a Valentine's Day Diet Pepsi.
Is it? Does it have a heart on it?
Yeah.
I got that in one of the bins with a bunch of other ones. I wasn't, like, trying to get this one, but somebody sent it to me. It's from the mid-2000s, I think.
Alec is a collector of obscure cans and whatnot now.
My Bloody Valentine 3D.
Could you imagine, like, if you were with somebody or you had, like, a housekeeper that just came through and, like, cleaned all this up and recycled it?
That'd be really killed.
That'd be a funny bit. Be like, no, those are my collectibles. Like, they just look like old cans.
I put them in the recycle. First, we're going to talk about some Super Bowl trailers. Is this correct?
Briefly. Really, the only one I want to talk about is the Flash.
The Flash. That's the only one.
That Batman stuff is. I'm hyped for it, but I'm also. It's a little bit. Some of it doesn't look great.
So, some of the CGI looked pretty questionable in there for.
What I'm talking about is the camera angles of Batman.
Yeah, I didn't understand that
being
shot.
Weird, and then him smiling and then going, I'm Batman, is cringe as fuck,
yeah,
unfortunately.
I'm Batman.
And then...
They need to write this from an in-universe perspective, these things. Like, would it make sense to reference?
Well, him saying I'm Batman's one thing, okay? But
yeah,
the way he smiles before he does it, and he's looking at the camera, it's just, come on. It's, no.
It feels like it's parroting the old fucking Snickers ad.
I don't even remember that.
Wasn't that the Batman Snickers ad or whatever the fuck that was?
I don't remember.
And look it up.
Look it up!
Either way, everyone's hyping this movie up. Everyone's like, oh, this is such a great film. And I'm like, if you're going to let fucking Ezra Miller still be in this movie, yet you're canceling Amber Heard from being in Aquaman 2, it's like, you guys have no fucking clue what you're doing.
Once
over
again,
Warner
they've
Brothers.
Already finished this movie at that point.
Yeah, and they could have fucking scrapped
it. It's been
it.
Finished forever.
They could have scrapped it easily.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, look what they did with fucking Batgirl. Who
and
cares
Scooby,
about it?
That's not a lot of money. Yeah, that doesn't make sense either.
I mean, they can scrap whatever they want and fucking write it off their taxes. That's all they do with the other stuff.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Like, I really want to protest this movie, but I'll probably see it because of Michael Keaton.
Yeah, pretty much. Because that's the thing.
But it's so
fucked. One person can't spoil the thousands of people that probably ended up working on this movie.
Yes,
so,
lots of jobs, but I mean, you got one fucking moron.
I respect film and people who work in film enough that I will probably still go and see it, but I will probably buy a ticket for something else. Because they've already been paid. Those people who I care about have already been paid. Now, whoever else has deals about however it does in box office, I don't give a fuck about them. Because they've already been paid enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of gross, like, hearing, like, James Gunn and other people just talk about how much they love this movie, and I'm like, you guys don't have any problem with, like, all the nonsense that went on, and like, well, you know, Ezra's in recovery, and I'm like, there's lots of people in recovery, but some of that shit, like, should be fucking charged for crimes. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The cancel culture thing's so fucked up right now because some people get canceled, some people don't. If they like, or if they spend enough money on it, they're going to find a way to make it work. And then the whole DC EU is so much like in a blender of shit right now, I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're going to fuck this up worse or it's going to get
DCU.
Better. DCU. Well, either way, supposedly this is starting all that now, too, but I have no idea.
Yeah, people are mad that they apparently removed Keaton and Supergirl from the ending because it was going to lead into other things, but now it's going to lead into the James Gunn universe, so they've apparently shot something else with new characters to put in there.
Interesting.
To set up the rest of the DCU. But then they still have Shazam 2 and Aquaman 2 still to release. I'm not sure how those will work with this movie resetting everything.
They already have so many universes going on at the same time.
Yeah, I don't even think it matters.
There's the Joker.
Point.
There's the Batman.
That's supposed to be Elseworlds stuff, but everything's supposed to tie into everything else is supposed to tie into the DCU.
Well, the Batman doesn't.
Everything but the Batman and Joker are supposed to tie into the DCU, including Aquaman 2 and Shazam 2, I guess.
The DCU, they are?
Yes. Everything's DCU except the Batman and Joker.
I don't know. They've got so much shit going on over there, none of it's going to make sense until the shit releases.
The Flash, I feel like it's just going to be like watching the Spider-Man movie we just watched. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's their version of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, they were doing it first, I think, too.
This was in production first.
Initially, yeah. It should have been out first, but...
So I'm not saying they stole the idea or anything. I'm just saying it could be not as great because of that.
I don't think it'll be
similar.
As bad because there won't be so many old characters coming back.
You don't know that, though.
But there are a lot of new characters, too. Like, isn't that Supergirl in the movie?
Yeah. So I think Keaton and Affleck are the only ones coming. Really, Keaton's the only legacy character. So I don't think it'd be quite as overdone. And this is...
Well, the villains, there were a lot of villains in Spider-Man, but other than that, there were only two people.
Well, General Zod.
Spider-Man and Spider-Man.
General Zod's coming back from Man of Steel also.
Yeah, you never know what else is in there that they didn't show us, because in Spider-Man, they didn't even show us that they were going to be in there. Mm. It wasn't a selling point in the trailers. We knew, because things had leaked, but...
You think Jack Nicholson will be back?
I thought he's retired. He hasn't really done much. I mean, he's seriously.
I don't think he could do anything now, like that.
Supposedly, there's a shot of Christopher Reeve as a Superman.
But you know who is still alive in that universe? Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman, arguably.
Well, they show...
Because at the end of...
There's a shot of a newspaper in the movie that they got married or something.
Interesting. Selina Kyle and...
Bruce Wayne, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, so maybe she's in it. But she's also making Marvel movies. So.
I don't give a fuck. I would love to see her back. And who else is not dead? Arnold's not dead, technically. Mr. Freeze.
Mm-hmm. Riddler. Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. The Riddler's not dead. They'll all come back.
But that was a smart thing. They didn't kill everyone off in those older...
Are they considering those separate universes now, though?
I have no idea.
Like the Schumacher movies? I know at the time they were supposed to
they
be
They still
same.
Have... Alfred is consistent, so I don't think they should be on
Commissioner Gordon.
Well, and who's to say just because it's Batman 89 stuff, it even ties into those stories? They could just be using that and having it be an alternate version of the Batman we knew from 89.
Yeah,
right. And just using
it's kind of like how they retconned. It's kind of like how in the last Spider-Man one they retconned the Spider-Man movies into the both sets of this all five of them that. Previously had been made into the MCU, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing they're doing with the Batman, but they could do it with other things, too.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to
happen. They did
it
with shows before, didn't they, too? Like, some of the Batmans had, or the Flash show, or the Superman shows, or something had different...
Yeah, it's based on the old Crisis on Infinite Earths
comic
book story, where all the universes kind of collided. And that's how they reset the continuity at one point, so they could start over and the different ages.
Yeah.
The other trailer I was interested in was the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. It showed us a little bit more about what's going on there. But
Galaxy.
It definitely we'll seems way less of a sad trailer. But the movie is going to be all sad as fuck. And I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be killing off quite a few characters. I mean, I can pretty much tell you right now Rocket Raccoon's going to die in this.
At least there's some movies coming that I'm looking forward to. I don't remember that last year.
Well, box office still hadn't recovered last year. I mean,
I had lots of movies I liked last year, though.
I don't remember many that I was especially looking forward to. Well, the Batman was early last year, right?
Yeah, it was last March.
I think that's the only one I can think of.
Nope, I was looking really forward to when it was announced and everything. So, and it was probably my favorite movie of the year.
Any other Super Bowl shit that you guys noticed? Do you guys see any of the trailers or the ads?
I watched one of the Tubi ads that popped up and pissed people off. That was funny.
Was that the one that made people think the channel got changed or something?
Yeah,
I heard about looking
for the remote. Fuck them, that's hilarious.
Which was great. Which, so I was over with some friends watching it and had to run back and get the diaper bag for the baby because we forgot that when we left.
Should we gloat that our local sports team won the Super Bowl?
No.
They won the Super Bowl twice now in the last 4 years. Yeah, so I think everybody knows
that. All because I moved here.
Well, it's interesting because now everyone that hates Tom Brady is like hating the Chiefs, you know, like because they're doing the same thing. Like, oh, you're fucking tired of seeing the same team win all the time. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. At least Patrick Mahomes doesn't mouth kiss his children and dad and mom and everybody on TV.
You don't know that. He could do
give
it.
A chance.
He could, yeah, but Tom Brady did it right in public. I mean, he's just...
Well, that's...
He seems
you probably
really...
have less to worry about if they do it in public because they don't...
No, you got to specifically see the video where his kid is asking him to, can I go play with my fantasy football team or something, you know, look at my fantasy football numbers. And his dad goes, he's getting a massage on the table. His dad's like getting a massage on the table. And he goes, what do I get out of it?
What?
And he wants a kiss
this
from his
real?
Son. Yes.
Yeah. He's
why,
like openly
why was this
mouth.
Recorded?
He's like lip mouth kissing.
Because he thinks it's like.
Normal.
Really, they open
something.
Like,
and he's
like
kissed
open,
his dad on the lips in public before,
like,
too.
Like
it's
they
disgusting.
Open, like
well,
open
recently
mouth,
he posted or? A picture of him. Like, it's just his feet and his son's feet are in between them because he was, like, on his lap. But his son's, like, 14 or 15 now. Hmm. And it was, like,
there's
very,
real...
it makes it very twink energy. Is you know it? What I'm saying? Like, yeah. Very,
Are they open mouth kissing or is it just, like, puckers?
Don't ask me.
They're lip-to-lip kissing, which, I don't think it's very appropriate for a two grown.
It's unusual
for a very young
men,
child. It could be okay, but even then, it's unnecessary. But
I
like,
think it's okay as long as you don't open your mouth.
So you would kiss your mom on the lips if she was still around?
I wouldn't, but I don't think it's sexual.
I don't think
it's weird. I know
it's real fucking weird.
But I think past a certain age,
if there's saliva exchange, then
even
I think
like little kids,
something.
Like I just don't think that's appropriate. I mean, I look
if
at it like
tongue,
this way. I mean, I think Tom Brady's dad honestly wanted to kiss him on the lips just to try to get a smell of Giselle. I mean, I swear to God, that's the only reason he'd do it, because it's just fucking weird. And then to be so public about it.
Gross.
And then Robert Kraft at the Patriots obviously is a fucking weirdo, too, getting his hand jobs down in
I think
fucking Florida all
I think
the time,
it's
right?
Not.
Like, it's a whole culture of, like, weird sexual vibes.
I think it's not common now, but I think that used to be more common.
Yeah, giving your children herpes because you didn't know you had it. Yeah, it seems like a good idea. Fucking weirdos.
Christ.
He'd be into that because he likes little kids, at least according to the Catholics.
Who?
Christ.
Oh.
Kissing little kids.
Christ.
The other big controversy, though, was the Jesus ad that played.
Oh, yeah, I heard about some...
Heard about it, but never saw it.
And a bunch of fucking terrible people were paying for it, like the people that own Hobby Lobby, one of the co-owners of Chick-fil-A, like all these terrible people.
It was like
were,
$25 million or something.
Yeah, and if you look at all the money they've spent elsewhere, like they're trying to block all kinds of women's rights and everything else. And
oh, yeah.
You're what? Just like, oh, yeah, Jesus wouldn't want that. And you're like, no, Jesus came way after all polytheism, so get your history straight.
The NFL's okay with it.
So. Zeus isn't down with that shit. Fucking nerds. Mm.
So, well, fuck the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The Superb Owl, as they say on the...
Superb Owl.
Superb Owl.
I have the Super Bowl.
Bowels?
Because I drank 30-year-old Crystal Pepsi, by the way. If you haven't watched that video, check it out.
Some people watch the Super Bowl. I like drink 30-year-old Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Now my Bloody Valentine 3D.
Give me that. I gotta get ready.
So this came out in 2009.
Oh, your glasses. Yeah. He can't see without his glasses.
Are you working at the theater? I don't remember. I recall. Didn't we see this together?
Yes.
The theater.
So I was back in Memphis temporarily when I was...
No, no, this was... If we saw it in Memphis, then I wasn't working at the theater.
Okay, well, we did see it there then, though.
I thought we saw it in Kansas City when I worked at the theater, but it might have been before I moved.
It was...
To Kansas City. Because that was the year I moved.
Yeah, 2000. It came out.
I guess it would have come out in February then of 2009. So, yeah.
So I was finishing up my internship when down in Memphis then. So, this movie held up a lot better than I thought it was going to. The 3D was really fun for me.
Even though you didn't get to watch it with these 3D glasses.
I know, this motherfucker over here has these 3D glasses.
This version of the DVD, as far as I know, at least, includes the 3D version and the 2D version, and I watched the 3D version this way, and I've never done that before, so it's the whole movie, so even the Lionsgate logo and all that shit, it's like...
Yeah, they did a good job of that, and I think I got all the kills down besides, like, the...
It's hard to take notes like this, so I was taking notes for a while like this, looking down this way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And then I gave the fuck up.
You need a tape recorder. Then you can dictate later.
I have one.
Well, if you've seen the original, and I highly recommend you check that out, this almost acts like it could be like just a modern sequel in some ways, the way it's written.
Yes and no. Because the original does the same thing, where it's like, this thing happened before, and now we're doing a thing now. That's it later. But I can't remember if the original does it twice like this one does, too, where it has the original thing, and then 2 years later, and then 10 years later.
Yeah.
Which is a little much, let's be honest. Just the 10 years later would have been fine. But no, it's whatever.
No one ages.
They could have just left out the 1 year later thing and referenced it, right? That's all you would have really needed.
Yeah.
Because the beginning... They don't really do the original. In the beginning, like, they show the news clips of all the miners dying, and, you know, you find out about the one guy killing everybody with the axe, and then... Harry Warden kills everyone with the axe so he can steal their oxygen after the mine collapses, all because, what was his name? Tom didn't vent the system right or something beforehand, causing the mine to collapse. So... I mean, they get right to the point there, but if you're not reading that in your movie opening credits, like, you can be totally fucking off from it. That's the only thing I think they could have done a little better.
Yeah, I saw this one before I saw the original, but I do think I like the original a little bit better. I like both, but... you do have some interesting actors in here. As far as I'm concerned, I don't give a fuck about the main actor.
Yeah.
People will say he's in Supernatural, but I hate that show.
Jansen Ankles?
Yeah. Yes. I'm more about the Tom Atkins in the Kerr Smith.
Mm. Yeah. Because
Tom Atkins is in Halloween 3, mm-hmm. and Kerr Smith is in Final Halloween Destination. Movie.
Yeah, like, I tried watching Supernatural, and then I realized, like, it was basically like a CW-type show for kids, and I was like, I'm out.
The dialogue's a little cheesy for me.
Well, and then you find out these people die off and on all the time over and over again. I'm like,
much to watch, too. There's...
way too many seasons of that.
12.
If you like that, good for you, but that's something I'm not investing my time in.
I
like the subject matter, but I try to watch in one episode and it's just...
Yeah. I'd rather rewatch Are You Afraid of the Dark if I'm going to watch something that's not actually scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ernest Scared Stupid is scarier than Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting things was the... bloody heart on the glass that appeared around Tom Atkins' head in the 3D. It looked really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of 3D gimmicks in this movie, but they actually held up pretty well. Because what we watched the other day had some 3D in it that I was just like, and I missed a bunch of them.
Friday 13th Part 3?
Yeah, that was the last one we watched.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So this one I just enjoyed more, but also technology's improved, so they're able to do a lot of these shots better.
Yeah.
Then you got the credits, and then you start seeing all these bloody victims in the hospital. And then the sheriff's investigating, so this is skips to a year later after the initial mining accident because Harry has woken up and gone on a rampage.
Say, over the pants hand job.
Over the pants hand job.
It's a quote from the movie.
Mm.
You're supposed to say it, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. So
and then
we
get I think the first kill... if I'm not mistaken, that we're actually seeing on cameras, the eyeball towards you with the pickaxe.
The 3D eye kill on the pickaxe by the miners. Fucking awesome.
Let me tell you, I highly recommend watching this in 3D sometime. Getting baked and getting some candy and just eating it in bed. That's what I did.
And if you're in the state of Missouri, you're allowed to use recreational marijuana now.
Yes.
So that is possible. With
dispensaries are open.
Yep. Most of your medical dispensaries have also... adapted to become recreational.
Hell yeah. This is the society. You know, Missouri, we traded abortions for weed. Our priorities are pretty fucked up, if you ask me. But
well, the politicians' priorities are pretty fucked up. Yeah, anyone that's running for office is someone that was
well, and voting.
Yeah, well, none of that really fucking matters anyway.
Missouri was not about to have a vote again on that or anything, but Kansas did, surprisingly, and thankfully reserved the right. So,
yeah, but Kansas,
but they don't have the weed, so we got things. It's good to live on the border here.
Kansas hasn't even fucking decriminalized it yet, so the fact that they're surrounded by states with medical and
oh, it's
going to
be
states,
pushing over the border easily now.
Yeah, and those, then. It's Kansas is basically fucked, and they're going to lose all kinds of the tax money revenue like everything else. Not that they already weren't due to Colorado, but...
And they'll be locking up people for it still and doing all the dumb things.
Yeah, just like St. Louis was losing all that money to Illinois, and it's like, nope, not anymore.
Illinois.
What'd you say, Nick?
Illinois.
You call it Illinois?
Illinois.
Okay. You probably call it Missouri?
Because
you're an old white politician.
People from Illinois would cross the Missouri border to buy cigarettes also.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot cheaper, and the tax on that was a lot cheaper. So I lived on that
same
border.
Same with Utah and Idaho.
Utah.
You'd go there for beer.
Mm-hmm.
Idaho and Utah.
All right, so the second kill
We're from England, man.
Yeah. The second kill is the hoodie guy gets killed.
Hoodie guy.
Yeah.
He's wearing that hoodie, he gets killed.
He's from the hood.
The pickaxe and the 3D is pretty fun. I like it.
My favorite early on kill, the kill number 3 to the shovel to the mouth where he fucking just shoves it and then the fucking body slides off from under the bottom of that flat blade shovel is pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Agree.
That was a good kill.
It has fun enough kills. I just... Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
And then we see the Tom's looking dead, but he's actually alive. And then we get that next big 3D gag as the axe flying into the windshield of the car, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's fun.
There's so many of these gimmicks in here that work really well.
And let me tell you, as someone who watched it in 3D, they were great. I don't know how it was watching it in 2D. I haven't seen it in 2D in a while.
On 2D, like you could still really feel like what the effect was there for and like what it was designed for and like why some of that stuff was exaggerated, and I loved it still.
I
was really jealous when I found out you said you watched yours in 3D. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't have a 3D TV? And you're like, no, that came with glasses.
Old school style.
Yeah, man. I'm like,
very
shit.
Uncomfortable to watch an entire movie this way, but I did it.
Yeah, throwing the colors off, but hey, whatever. Or was it color graded different to go with those glasses?
I don't know. It could have been. I could see some things, but like, it was muddier for sure. It's not going to not be.
Well, they kill off Harry and...
Harry,
I've reached the top.
Oh, and then we get a 3D camel toe side chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that camel toe in 3D. It was, I could feel it coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So then we do the 10-year jump.
Practically smell it.
Oh my God. Smell it.
I'm just being awful, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens.
Just
to you
awful
sometimes.
For comedy's sake.
So, yeah. We jump ahead 10 years and we realize that
no one's aged.
Alex, or Axel, is now the sheriff in town.
He's the guy who's in the first Final Destination. He's the bully.
And he has married Sarah. But he's a fucking clown on TV and like everyone in town hates him. He made the town look like a bunch of idiots when he goes on a rant and a rave. That's pretty good.
Now she's Laura Palmer.
Basically.
And then...
I mean Sarah Palmer.
Yeah, Harry that's Palmer's. When he's banging his side chick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they want you to think he's the bad guy.
For sure.
And then the big...
Well, he is a bad guy, sort of.
He's not the
At least
bad
he's
guy.
Not perfect. You know, he's not a good guy.
He's a shitty husband, I'll tell you that.
The
rest of his character is up for debate, but...
He's one. They want you to think this guy might be the killer. They don't want you to think he is, I don't think. They try to give you a little bit of... multiple people.
But on my second viewing of this, though, like you watch and you see all the ways they set up exactly what we get.
Oh, yeah.
It's very obvious. So, like, you know, there's a few of those things that, like, are just kind of throw you off on your first viewing. After your first viewing, it's like, okay. It's pretty obvious.
They're also, they fight back against even what they're trying to present to you with who it might be. So,
his mistress, his name is Megan. She works
pregnant.
With Sarah. Yeah. She drops the bomb on him. You didn't give me a Valentine? Oh, that's okay. Because you already got me something. What's that? I'm pregnant. You're like, whoa. I probably should have discussed some protection plans there.
So the baby, the fetus is aborted. What are you doing?
Well, I I get to that later on. I get that because
they're
I have my kill count there. There's the conservative kill count, as means if you're a conservative Republican, and then there's the regular kill count, because they never say how far along she is.
Anyway, next up.
Yeah, it's titty time.
In 3D.
For me, at least.
Go at it like fucking wild animals in the scene.
Seemed pretty tame to me. I don't know.
For like a R-rated like movie, it seems like just a lot of titty flapping, basically.
Pretty vanilla, if you ask me.
Well, we're not going to kink shame you, so.
There's a lot of camel toe for rated R.
There was no camel toe. It was just toe. No camel. I mean, I don't know what you would say. It was just full. It was a little bush. Little bush just to guard
was
the.
Was there?
Yeah. And clearly she was more of an innie just based on the fact that you really didn't see much.
She was running around topless, though, bouncing titties in 3D, which is just hilarious.
No roast beef sandwich. Is that what you're saying?
I find that offensive when people call it that. Like, it's beautiful. They're unique.
Yeah, I like to put that in my mouth.
Yeah.
Not roast beef.
Yeah. I'm a vegan. I don't eat roast beef.
A little horsey sauce.
No, thanks.
Is that what you call it when... Is that what Johnny Ruckus calls it?
fucking prick. We can say prick, but not the C word.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That doesn't seem fair. That's sexist.
We've got Bush.
Yep, there's
Bush.
I
didn't notice it. I don't remember.
Are you kidding? She had Bush on screen a lot.
I don't remember that.
What size TV did you watch this on?
70.
And you didn't notice the Bush?
He must have been looking at Bush on his phone.
I mean, it's not like completely overgrown. It's well kept, but no, I mean, it's like clearly on the...
It's like, yeah, it's like a...
She had like light...
It's not
like,
full Bush.
Is it like light blonde hair too or something? Or?
I'm pretty sure it was like a dark little landing strip.
Oh, okay. Well, I know there wasn't very much.
And it might have even just been a merkin so that you could cover up the vagina so that the actor is not waving their fucking lips in everyone's face.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she hits him in the face with a gun. The gun comes at the camera and everything, 3D style. That's all fun.
Well, yeah, that's after we see this asshole Tom checking into the hotel.
Oh,
gives the lady her dog back. He's like, I'll trade you for a room.
Oh, yeah, the little person.
And then you mean to tell me... Okay. Okay, Nick went there.
Moving along.
What? Yep. That's politically correct way of saying it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is.
She's the hotel manager, but we could just call her the hotel manager. We don't need to make a comment
but,
about how she appears.
The fact that she's a little person plays into how she's killed. You're not going to impale someone like that and send them into the ceiling if they're normals. Or not normal, but typical size.
That's up for debate. Hmm. I mean, if they're just a short person.
Well, if the killer was a superhuman, you know, maybe.
I mean, whatever, maybe. Nick. Okay. We'll let you
but
have
since
that
she weighs 45 pounds, they were able to lift her into the ceiling.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She weighs 45 pounds. All right. Yeah, so I like how this Frank guy is secretly recording the sex video.
Again, that's when you just want him to die.
I was thinking about doing...
Yes, that helps his... Because when he gets killed, you don't even care. You're like, man, that
breast
guy fucking deserves
it. Fucking shit.
Do you think the little person had breast implants?
She could have been wearing a push-up bra, Nick. I don't know. I didn't ask her.
They make push-up bras in that size?
It's one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
Do you know how bras work? They're based on the cup size and
but that's a special
the rib cage
that's
around
a special bra though. It's not a push-up bra.
It's not true.
If it fits the cup size and the strap size, that's what matters.
But I don't know if they made push-up bras in that size. Is what I'm saying to you.
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they? Because he's like the size of a 5-year-old.
I fucking can't even help you, Nick. I don't even know what to say to you. I don't even want to do that. I just want to help you get smarter.
Where does that come from?
I just want you
Scooby-Doo.
To
Scooby-Doo. The 2000...
Did you just add that?
Live action. No, that's been in there for a while. I just rarely use it.
I was thinking about doing dirty things with her, though.
Go, Wim, go!
So you do have a fetish for that. That makes sense. That's why you brought her up. All you could have told me was you had a little person fetish. We would have been like, so your favorite character in the movie. So I know who's going to stay at the end of the movie then. So let's just jump to the point right now.
I don't know. I like the lot lizard or whatever she was.
She said I'm not a prostitute. And the guy threw the money at her as a sign of disrespect.
That.
No, they clearly had a history, so that's why she was pissed.
A trucker and he said this was over.
Like, did you watch this movie?
Yeah.
He was too busy.
Yeah, I'm listening to the dialogue during this scene.
Yeah, he's too busy tugging himself.
But it's a truck driver and
I was taking notes and tugging off, and I still got it done. 3D glasses. In 3D.
Did you see your load blood pressure?
Exactly. Jesus Christ, Walters, there's some things you don't talk about in public.
Yeah.
My friend Nick jerked off in public one time. Yeah, so kill number four is when Frank gets killed by the miner getting into the cab of the truck.
Yeah.
And then you think Irene's going to die pretty quick, but she hangs around for a little while longer. Then they use the bed frame. I thought that was actually a pretty good use of like avoiding a kill and delaying it for a second.
Well, yeah, because the axe was coming through towards the camera again. The pickaxe through the bed.
Some good 3D stuff there. So I didn't hate that one. I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, and then the hotel manager gets killed up and into the light, which is pretty neat. That was a good kill. Swings up instead of down on this one, so. And then Irene dies.
Did it go through her hoo-ha or what happened?
I'm pretty sure it was through her chin. Because when he had to get the axe back down, he pulled it and the whole body falls at that point. Because that was attached to the ceiling at that
point. That's how they killed Tom later.
Houdini?
Atkins.
That's how Houdini died, you know.
You want to hurt me?
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better.
Yep.
Yeah, so the 3D blood when she gets killed behind the mattress thing is pretty fun. A little bit of that splattering. And
which they didn't overdo. They could have easily.
The cop is watching their fuck tape, though. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
This Axel? Is Nick as a cop, right?
Well, yeah, he's basically beaten off to it, and then Sarah walks in like, what are you watching?
The wife comes in. She's clearly upset, and he's like, oh, that's my ex. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, then you see that he's watching it because you see Tom in the window watching Irene and Frank bang.
Mm. Well, so, he walked by and looked over.
Yeah, they didn't show that whole scene. That dude stood there for a few minutes and then decided to go into his room and finish the job.
Mm-hmm. Or right there.
Yeah, probably outside. No bucket required, just the right height, Nick. Mm-hmm. Just for you.
That refers to horse fucking. I think that more applies to Johnny Ruckus than Nick.
His wife.
That's a little too much.
The horse didn't need a bucket.
I think it's all Johnny Ruckus. I think she's being cucked by him and the horse.
Johnny, you've been fucking cut horses
queen.
Again.
Cut queen vibes.
Probably. I feel bad for those horses. Someone should call the...
But he's definitely the bottom in that situation. He's not fucking the horse. The horse don't need no bucket. The horse just mounts his ass and destroys it.
Bucket.
That's what allegedly. I've heard. People are saying.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, that's what he's saying. He is an edgelord,
people
though.
Are saying...
Parody.
Do your Trump.
Yeah.
The people are saying that Johnny
people
fucks
are
horses.
Saying that he likes the horse cucks.
Parody account.
Face.
Yeah, just say parody account.
All right.
And then he gets locked. Tom gets locked in the cage to be cucked.
Mm-hmm.
No, he locked himself in the cage.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's where early on in this movie they're trying to...
like people haven't seen this.
Yeah, but that's where early on in the movie they're trying to throw you off the scent.
Yeah, there's a lot of trickery just based on his
delusions. I pretty
much
stopped taking notes after the scene, but yeah, he watches the guy get killed and then they run in there and shoot him a few times and... find him or whatever, but I guess he's just tripping balls.
Well, Axel thinks it's Tom immediately, which he's fucking right the whole time, which is brilliant.
Well, that's why this is a interesting movie.
Because Tom's trying
the
to
the main
paint it
character,
to be...
arguably, who's supposed to kind of think, oh, maybe this guy, you know, I hope he ends up back with his girlfriend, and the main cop doesn't go with her, and I hope everything works out for him. But no, he's the fucking psycho killer. It's a little bit of a trope bust. I like it.
Yeah, I think it works pretty well. But, you know, you build all that tension there. And then the seventh kill is then Red. Red gets killed. And Red's the asshole.
Red Foreman?
Red Fox?
No, Red's the asshole that punched
him. Red Five?
Yes.
Red Five.
His X-Wing exploded.
Red Leader.
Simply Red?
Simply Red.
Big Red?
Big Red.
Big Red? A cinnamon-flavored gum, yes.
Cliff with the Big Red Dog?
Cinnamon-flavored gum. Some chewing gum.
Red from Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah. No, Red, the guy that broke his hand in the bar fight the night before, fucked it up, punching him.
Ray Reddy, the guy from Signs?
Yeah. Yep. And then the old sheriff keeps hanging around, because even though he's retired, he's still just fucking out there sniffing around. Like, aren't you
snooping around?
I think you're supposed to call him mentally disabled.
You're a mean one.
Hmm. Well, anyway, they eventually go to look up and find Harry's old body, which is gone. They can't find it anymore.
Yeah.
Which, in a flashback, we see that Tom goes and digs up the miner, takes the mask.
Fuck yeah. Of course.
Which, like, I'm all for that kind of stuff, but the lenses on that mask were pretty clean for somebody that fucking died and decomposed in there. You think the lens on that mask would be a little dirtier?
Yeah.
I mean, suspending disbelief is all fun in the movies, but sometimes you're just like, huh, okay.
Did you say spinning disbelief?
Suspending disbelief, Nick. Thank you. Nick didn't take notes again, so it's fine. The 10th kill, the 8th kill, Foley is dead.
No study.
He gets killed by an axe, and that's another awesome 3D kill.
I'll get killed by an axe, don't they?
Pickaxe.
Most of them do. I like how this one's less about like the town dance and all that bullshit.
I like that, though.
Yeah, I think that's fun.
It's more Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
This one has a little bit of references to that.
Not enough Valentine's.
Like the one box in the one heart in the box, which is in the original.
Yeah.
But I think the original is better, but this one definitely for like... When they started remaking horror movies in the 2000s, in the late 90s even, some of them are pretty goddamn good. Like...
Some of them.
The House on Haunted Hill was... pretty decent.
Well, this 2009 also put out the Friday the 13th
Ghosts remake. Awesome.
Friday the 13th remake.
Yeah, that's the later 2000s.
Not the same year as this, though.
Well, yeah. But then I'm just saying, like, Dawn of the Dead in 2004 was a good one. The Texas Chainsaw in 2003 was a good one.
Yeah.
We got some pretty good ones. And the House of Wax, did you ever see that one? Another Dark Castle one.
With Paris Hilton.
I like that one.
I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for... My Bloody Valentine, this is a remake that was different enough from the first one that it works in its own way, and I can enjoy them. Like, since it's not a point-for-point remake, I get a lot more enjoyment out of it than I would otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 kill, 9 and 10 kill, I should say, is Megan and her unborn child, if you're going the conservative Republican route.
Which we're not.
So, if you're going by anyone else, just kill number 9, but Megan dies.
It still counts as murder because it wasn't the mother's consent. That's how the law works.
Oh, interesting.
You can You can get charged for a double homicide even though...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Even though the law doesn't apply.
Well, I guess that does check out.
That's how... I agree with that.
If you're very pregnant, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree with that because it was the mother's intent to have the child, therefore a life was deprived.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I'll give you that. That's a logical way to look at it. So kills 9 and 10. There's Megan and the unborn. Sarah gets cut in there. You know, Axel's... They see the Be Mine Forever on the wall behind the grocery store, which I like the grocery store scene. It was a pretty good little scary moment in there. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Good scenery. Kind of gets you out of the mines because you're not in the same settings every time.
How did you know
Megan
was dead?
Yeah.
That old trope.
You told me. How did you know that Megan was dead? Did you chop off her head? Or did she give it to you? Head, I mean. Yeah.
There should have been more romance shit in this film.
Besides related to V-Day. And a
that
box
was
of chocolates.
It and the trucker with a girl he filmed without her consent.
Yeah.
That's super unromantic. It's the opposite of romantic. It's psychotic.
He said it's just for him, though.
Still psychotic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to beat off to this later. How did the dog open the door?
I don't know, but he just came
fucking
in.
Fucking scared the shit out of me. I just saw the door opening. I'm like, did we not hear someone break in?
Right? I was about to fucking...
I heard my heart skipped a beat, maybe. And then I see the dog walking. I'm like, oh. All right.
Whew.
Okay, so kill number 11 is the housekeeper at Axel and Sarah's place. Yeah. She gets stuffed in that dryer. And she's fucking baked.
Oh, she does? Does her stepbrother find her? Did you hear that, Nick? She got stuck in a dryer.
Stuffed in the dryer. Yeah, Nick's seen that video. I think he owns several of those, along with his...
That video?
Girls Gone Wild. No, I know that video.
That video genre?
Yes. Nick has that, along with his Girls Gone Wild shapes. That's the sequel series.
I wanted those
girls
so bad.
Dryers.
You don't even know, because I want porn VHS real bad. Those are DVD, but still.
If you're looking to offload your prior collection of...
porn VHS tapes, or just VHS tapes in general, or porn DVDs, or any porn.
Here's your giant box of porn, Andy.
Exactly. No, I don't want your giant box of porn.
Boner jams.
I really want VHS porn because I want to make a adult section eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and not in here, doors. But like eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah, the saloon doors. Yeah.
Are we going to start reviewing them?
Mine will probably be door beads, I think. I'm going to go with some door beads. Be fun.
All right. All right, yeah. So when they find her later, she's spinning around the dryer and her face opens up and like all the steam comes out of her body as she's drying up in there.
I'd put him in the dryer. When in Gremlins, when she's talking about taking his dog and killing it in the dryer.
Hmm. Burke, the old retired sheriff, gets killed on the fucking porch finally. And like he's a shitty sheriff there, I feel like. You know, he's kind of like this asshole. So like when he died, you're like, huh, he kind of had it coming.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him if he can't take a joke. Yeah. And then Tom and Sarah. Tom tricks Sarah. Axel gets worried. This whole shenanigans of driving. And
now, then she wrecked the car and shit.
When she wrecks the car on purpose, that's pretty fucking cool. Although, you know, he gets out in there, walks along and everything
else. That was really fucking stupid.
And then Axel's like, yeah, go to my dad's house. And then she goes there and finds out that he's been cheating. And this is after he'd already made a... She already made a comment to her like, oh, you're upset about Megan? She's like, I'm not blind.
Right.
Like, dumbass. Like, he thinks he's up to no, you know... Sleeping with her coworker and she doesn't know about it.
She's like, yeah, why do you think I fucked your dad and sent you the videotape? He's like, oh, I didn't get that yet.
I haven't checked the mail lately.
Yeah.
required a signature on delivery.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's revealed that Tom's the killer.
Yep.
Kind of already, I guess, but... yeah, so...
Eventually, we get all the house shenanigans. We see all that shit. We see all these boxes of candy in there, and, you know, that's when Sarah's...
Yeah, see, there's just not enough of that.
But... Well, there's not enough suspense to, like, put the blame on Axel, because, like, you only get these little clips here and there, and I feel like they really failed in that in this movie. I mean, overall, the kills are fun, the 3D's amazing, but they didn't convince you in a way that you're, like, believable that Axel was ever actually the one that was doing it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
All right, so kill number 13 is Tom kills the search party guy. Mm-hmm. Comes in there after the mine. And then he casually walks out later on alive.
With a big bullet wound in his gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And should have been burned pretty severely, I think.
They were thinking about making a sequel for this up until 2020. Like, they were still talking about it then.
I mean, at that point, you're looking at 10-plus years. So yeah, so you could do another 10 years ahead. It is kind of fucked up, though, that it's another movie like where they trope on like the mentally ill person going fucking crazy. Just
Eli Roth is working on a Valentine's horror movie. But here's the problem. It's VR. I don't give a fuck about VR movies, to be perfectly honest. So it's probably a short film, too.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck about any of that.
Make VR something that actually looks worthwhile, I don't give a fuck.
I just want to be able to watch a movie.
I like VR porn.
Do you have a VR headset?
No.
Okay, then.
I like the idea of it, but also it's... I don't know. Seems a little weird and unhealthy, but hey.
When you watch this, you're like, what, 13 kills there, we say? All the kills we don't see at the beginning. Not too bad. There's some fun ones in there. The 3D is really what sells this for me, though. It's what makes it really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like the main guy that's in... I always forget his name because I don't really give a shit about him.
Jansen Ankles?
Yeah. He's really not good in this movie.
No, he's not.
He's just okay. The guy plays Axel does a much better job.
Oh, yeah, he's great. I really like him in Final Destination as well. And he's been in some other stuff. He does a bunch of TV.
And Sarah and Megan are both pretty good. I mean, this is pretty well cast. There's things that could be better about it. It's not one I want to revisit all the time, but every once in a while,
it's a good Valentine's horror movie.
Yeah.
You get the other one so you can alternate them every year.
Yeah. And they're the kind that you don't want to watch like every year, you know, alternate.
Every other year.
Yeah.
There you go.
So which one do you like better, Nick? Do you like the original or the remake?
I don't remember.
He hasn't seen the original, I don't think.
Okay.
He didn't. In a while, I said.
Mm.
So the original, there's some really interesting stuff on there. There's a lot more of a unique concept.
Did you review it last year?
Yes.
And
was I there?
No. I don't think so. But I think it was during the snowy.
I might have still watched it, though.
Possibly.
Yeah, you were on hiatus for some of the snowy winter stuff. Hiatus. Yeah, so it's a fun movie. It's not the best remake ever, but it's also not the worst by any means.
Yeah.
It was brave enough to do some stuff that was different than the original.
It's in the topper half for sure, I think, of remakes.
What year was the remake? Or the original, rather?
1981, 2, 3, somewhere in there.
I think it was 1, yeah, 81. Mm-hmm. So it took a while for a remake.
And I believe the miner from the original is going to be at one of these events that we're going to. I think he's at Crypticon.
Awesome.
Which would be cool, because I hopefully I could find a VHS of that. I have it on DVD, but I want the VHS signed.
Yeah, there's just the Valentine's horror is, like, that's a ripe genre, like, niche. That you think there'd be more options in there for it?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll see that grow over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Tell us what you think of the original and the remake of My Bloody Valentine, and check out our review of the other one from last year in the Haunted by Tapes playlist. You can find it on our YouTube, or if you're looking on Spotify, just scroll down to last year, February, and look for it. Also, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/strangeglowvideo. It's $2.99 a month, and you get all sorts of cool shit.
We've got our new t-shirt website up, so if you want to order a t-shirt or some of the designs, those are available as well.
Link in bio and or description.
Yep, or search Strange Glow Video on TeePublic. We've got our own page on there, and pretty cheap shirts on there pretty regularly, so go check those out.
Yeah, we got some new designs on there and everything. Go check them out. Buy them.
Buy them. Wear them around.
Buy them.
Nick's over here stroking off the baseball bat I brought over for the other video segment.
Well, that's it, everybody. Good night.